This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Your mind continues. I'm Scott Hinnan. Senator Kevin Cramer did agree to stay a little bit past the allotted time on his schedule to sort of answer a couple of other questions and sort of clarify everything we've talked about in the last hour a little bit, I guess. Clarify is the wrong word, but just I give him a chance to say, you know, how you going to vote? How do you decide how you're going to vote? When will you decide? You know, all of the things you brought up here today. I want to apologize because my intention was to take as many calls as we possibly could for Kevin Cramer in the first hour, and I think we took the least amount of calls we've ever taken in an hour. Now, they were good calls. They were on point on the key issues, and so I think they speak for a lot of you, but there's more powder that I know is out there. So here's what I'm going to do. After we finish with Senator Cramer here in a moment, I'm going to give the entire hour to you. You call, we will transcribe what you say and put it into written form, and we will send the audio to Senator Cramer directly. So he will hear what you want to tell him. And ask questions if you want to ask questions. You're not going to get answers from him, but he's going to hear your questions. Okay? Does that make sense? I'm also going to get to a very important question that I am asking the audience to help me decide, and that is whether or not to go to Washington, D.C. I'm pretty sure I'm going to go, but I want to know if you're going to go. I want you to know we have tried and tried and tried for now over a week to try and accommodate the request for over 1,000 of our listeners asking us, are you going to put together a group? Could we go with you? Can we go on a bus? Can we go on a plane? I want to be there. And I've not found a way that I feel comfortable saying, let's do this, let's go, because I love you too much to tell you you should go. But I'm going to ask Senator Cramer what he thinks about that question in a moment. And I want you to answer it for yourself and for me as we go, and then maybe we'll have something to announce on that front by the end of the show. Okay? So that's the plan for this hour. 800-228-0550. Get ready to ask your questions of Senator Cramer, Bo in Sterling, Parker in Fargo, Sylvester in South Dakota, Merle in the Badlands, and Joe in Hazleton. In that order of how long you've been waiting will be first. Anybody else will be behind them. Don't hang up the phone if you're on hold, because you will be on. Same with texters, okay? Because hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people have tried to call and called. Thousands have texted, and the overwhelming consensus is they want Kevin Cramer, John Hoeven, Kelly Armstrong to die on this hill politically. Okay? My question to Kevin Cramer, you get that. You've heard that. You know that. That obviously is informing your decision, but you are telling us today there are other factors. Knowing that, would you suggest people come to Washington, D.C.? That's what I wanted to get at with Kevin, and here's the question and the answer. I think you get that loud and clear, and you understand their passion. Should they come to Washington, D.C. to send that message louder to you, to your colleagues, to the Supreme Court, to the country? Should they be there next week? Average, everyday, North Dakotans, and for that matter, others in the sound of our voice, should they be there?
Well, first of all, Scott, before I get myself in trouble by suggesting people do something that then they're going to regret later, that's my disclaimer. You make your own decision. I personally love it. If you're compelled to do it, I love expression. That's why I come on this show every week and take whatever calls people want to throw at me. I think they ought to come because that's part of who we are as Americans, that First Amendment rights, expressing ourselves. And we shouldn't let the left be the only people that express themselves. Just know there's no restaurants open. None of the federal buildings are open. Hopefully there'll be a lot of porta potties. Bring some food with you, things like that. But, I'd love it if several million people showed up.
All right. I love hearing that because I think 99 of your colleagues would answer very differently. maybe 95. But anyway, and next thing I want to ask you. A lot of people are outraged that foreign countries are getting more money than they are from the federal government in COVID relief payments. Number one, is that an accurate statement? What is the cost of taking COVID payments from $600 to $2,000, or just, you know, that line item versus foreign aid?
Oh, my. So that line item at $2,000 would be about $500 billion, $500 billion. Foreign aid's about $10 billion total. Now, if you count, you know, the State Department's diplomatic corps and having embassies in all these countries.
No, I'm talking about the money going to Sudan for transgender studies.
Oh my. Yeah, well, first of all, that's not true. But the Sudan money was a request from the president, of course, as part of trying to secure more Muslim support, Arab nation support, and African support for Israel. And so that was part of the Abraham Accords. Same with there's some Asian money for support to combat against China. So like South Korea, Taiwan, even India. And we're building up an Indo-Pacific command, which we didn't have before, very important to combating our newest and worst enemy, China. So all of that's sort of what's considered soft power. It's really almost more of a national defense issue, but it's used as aid to combat our enemies in other parts of the world.
Would you spend the money? You're telling me President Trump said, give me that money for these countries. I need this money as part of my effort to bring Middle East peace.
Sure.
I mean, we all ought to get on a map and get why he's giving the money to where he's getting it, right?
Right.
But it's Donald Trump.
Oh, for sure.
Donald Trump is asking for it.
Yeah.
You're granting his request. Is that correct?
Right. I am, yes, but he's not wrong, if that's the question. I'm a strong supporter of global initiatives because it's so much cheaper than war. China has spent, now you want to talk about a country that's spent hundreds of billions of dollars. They have spent hundreds of billions of dollars in places like Africa, South America, other parts of Europe to build roads and bridges and feed people and with really cruddy aid, frankly, all so that they become subject to them. They don't even require any type of reforms to their political systems or corruption or anything like that. And they've been whipping up on us really badly. That's part of China's initiative to take over the United States as a superpower. So, no, we need to be involved with soft power. It's so much cheaper than war, Scott. But it's a pittance. I mean, the foreign aid budget, it would be about 0.5% of what it would cost to give everybody in America $2,000.
And I just, you know, again, if you're mad about the foreign aid, you got to be mad at Donald Trump, but we shouldn't be mad because it's sadly pennies against a much larger problem known as the federal debt, but it's still pennies. And, you know, a country could die. I'm not counting as pennies, and we're not counting our pennies. So if there's any worry, it should be our federal debt for both, right? The foreign aid and, you know, COVID aid. I don't know that the founding fathers would agree with COVID aid. Why is it the federal government's responsibility?
Yeah. No, it's a relevant point, and we've certainly changed a lot as a nation over the decades and centuries. But we do take care of each other in times of crisis, and usually that crisis is a state or a city or a region, but it's never been the entire country before, and that's why so much of this is expensive. But to give you a sense of the percentage of the budget, remember the budget we just passed, $1.4 trillion of the annual spending, that's the same as it's been for 10 years. The discretionary budget, $740 billion of that is national defense. So over half of the discretionary budget is national defense. The other half is farm programs and all of the other things we do with our money. So again, to help give some perspective, so adding another $500 billion to that $1.4 trillion national spending is not an insignificant amount of money. I'm not saying we shouldn't do it, but
last question, I'll let you go here because I know you got to go, and I really appreciate the extra time. This is the question people want to know: how will you decide, and when will you decide how you're going to vote on January 6th?
Well, remembering that we go into debate then in the chamber, if after the objection, this House and Senate go into their separate chambers, and that, at that point is when we'll listen to up to 2 hours of debate from the two sides. But it's only the members that debate, Scott. That's the other problem. These are not evidentiary. These aren't even hearings. This is floor debate, so it's going to be a difficult one, to say the least. But I'll make my decisions as I listen to the discussion on both sides. I'll probably weigh in on that discussion when we get into the chamber and start debating back and forth.
So you, before you vote, before you say I object, you hear evidence.
No, before we vote on the objection itself. There are going to be objections that will come into the chamber, and then I'll make that decision at that time.
Got it. All right. Senator Kramer, thank you. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
I think we've covered plenty, but thanks for the opportunity and for changing around the schedule to accommodate this weird place I work in.
God bless you. We're praying for you. Take care.
All right. Thanks, man. Bye-bye.
Senator John Hovind and Congressman Kelly Armstrong need to go through the very same experience hearing directly from you. And I do again apologize that more of you didn't get specifically to ask your exact question and get your exact answer. But I think, based on everything I've seen and heard from you over these last number of days, he answered everything you've wanted, just sort of was consolidated all into a few. Now it's your turn. And again, it'll go to him. So in the order I described earlier, it'll go. And if you can't wait, call 855-200-1776 and be the Buffalo for the Oasis Petroleum Team. 855-200-1776. You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bakken Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for a reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Back to the phones. It's Luke from Red Trenchless. Luke, tell folks how a bore could save them a whole lot of money.
So that's a good question. Boring saves you money because you're not disrupting the subsurface. You don't have to come back in there, plant grass seed, reclaim all that ground that you dug up that you're going to see with a trench. You're going to come in there. You won't even hardly know we're there.
That's what trenchless means, folks, and it saves you money. That's the bottom line. This is a better way to do it. Less disruption to your yard and all the things you care about. What's your week filled with this week?
We're kind of wrapping up some jobs. We've been knocking them out here. We got some good weather. Doing some bores down in Strasburg, Waterline. We do septic tanks. Anything you need. Really, excavation-wise, we do boring, a lot of road borers, water lines, electrical, telecom.
Get red. Get new lines with no digging. Visit reddrilling.com, 2Ds, reddrilling.com, or call 701-204-0404, 204-0404. Thanks, Luke.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC, 3812 Memorial Highway, Mandan, North Dakota. Right now, employee pricing for everyone. You pay what they pay on most 2020s. In fact, I think almost all the 2020s that are remaining, and on the 2021 GMC truck and SUV models as well. And check out the world's first all-electric super truck, the GMC Hummer EV. Available at SchwannBuickGMC.com. And go online or call them, 701-214-6372.
You know, much of what worries me going into a, say that we lose the two Senate seats in Georgia to the same apparatus that we lost the Trump campaign to,
right?
If you believe what the current results are, is, and then you have a Biden presidency, is we have a juggernaut of livelihoods, first and foremost, that are at stake in the oil and gas industry. Because the lion's share of what the Democratic Party today represents is anti-energy. There's no other way to say it. And as we saw in the Obama administration, there was an all-out assault on it. They couldn't touch private land development, so it actually fared well because we figured out a way to take private assets and wall them off from what they did to the federal assets.
A little more walking than talking during that those years.
Exactly. So I'm not carrying Kevin Cramer's water when I tell you this, but when he says there's a political cost to joining the tribe, which I will do if it has a chance of making a difference, because of course I want Trump versus Biden, but if it doesn't have a chance to succeed, I'm throwing away a little bit of my fight to defend the oil and gas industry, to fight for farmers and ranchers in North Dakota. That's what I heard from him. And I think we all should at least consider his thought process and what he's trying to do before we say he's an a-hole, before we say he's a traitor. Or for that matter, Senator Hovind or Congressman Cramer. And I also think the guy has more guts.
Congressman Armstrong.
What'd I say?
Cramer. It's hard habit to break.
Yeah.
Go ahead. But
I'm saying Senator Hovind and Congressman Cramer don't do every week for an hour. Did I do it again?
You did.
Kelly Armstrong and John Hovind
there
don't do what Kevin Cramer does every hour.
There you go. Good point.
Every week. Because that's how much he cares.
But you, I think what you're saying is you've got to know that he understands how the swamp works. And unfortunately, it is a swamp.
And I think if he actually knew then what he knows now,
right,
he'd be still in the House.
Right.
Or he'd maybe
right.
say, I'm going to come back and run for governor, or I'm going to go to the... Kevin Cramer today could resign and be a millionaire with his knowledge and what he knows. He sacrifices, and I know this sounds stupid, to somebody making $10 an hour. Because he makes $175,000 a year, and he's a U.S. senator. It is not all peaches and cream.
He couldn't do it.
He's away from his family. He lives on a shoestring budget in a efficiency apartment, and he used to sleep on a mattress in his office floor because he's got a mortgage at home. So all I'm saying is we should at least consider what his thought process is before we knee-jerk say, I'm done, I'm over, I want to cut his head off. I'm primarying the guy. That's all I'm saying. And back to oil and gas, towns like Tioga hang in the balance. Tioga goes from today an average yearly household income of $73,000 a year because of oil and gas to 30.
Ugh.
To tumbleweeds.
Ugh.
Because
can't happen.
It can't happen. And by the way, if I had my druthers, I'd live in Tioga. I really would. Jim Prather's the luckiest guy in our company. He gets to live. He's a lifer. You know, he lived there. He's a hometown. But it's a great community. But that's the battle we're fighting for right now. TiogaND.org, TiogaND.org. The duration of this program is, Kevin, hold me to this, count the time, 90% you, 10% me. I'll transcribe it. I'll send it to Senator Cramer. I'll make sure he hears it. Okay? It's that important. I am only going to tell you this. I'm going to give you each a minute to do what you need to do. And I'm not interjecting. But that's the only way we'll get to everybody. Parker in Fargo, you have the first minute. Go.
Democrats, when you have Republicans like Kevin Cramer here, where he says he's not willing to die on the hill for our history, what hill are Republicans willing to die on? Because they haven't died on abortion. We still have abortion. We still have NPR propaganda. We're sending money, foreign aid. We got to do everything in Israel's best interest, but we don't care about the people at home here. And when one of the things that he had said about get better lawyers, Rudy Giuliani took out the mob. Who's better than Rudy? And so for him to say, well, you know, the courts haven't looked at it. You know, there's other people. They haven't taken it. So, like, it's not serious. Like, well, Kevin doesn't understand that maybe Kevin, the courts, they're all weak. They're all weak. They're all compromised. They have nothing to sacrifice. And as far as the political games or the political firepower, look at the Democrats. They just debunked his theory of expending gunpowder or whatever. They're still going on their 20th Russia hoax or whatever it is. So everything he's saying is just complete capitulation, not true.
Parker, thanks for the call. Your minute's up. My 10 seconds would be this. Rudy Giuliani, Lynn Wood, Sidney Powell, I think, are American heroes right now for doing what they've done, but they've lost more than they've won so far. That isn't necessarily their fault. So when you lose in court, there is one option on the table, and that's to get better lawyers. I think they're heroes that are unfortunately prone to take more arrows than they should. And therefore, maybe you get somebody nobody's ever heard of but is the best lawyer on the planet Earth and can break through. But you are up against the swamp. I get it. So I understood what he was saying when he said that, but appreciate it. Bo and Sterling, your 1 minute, go.
Hey, Scott. Our country was set up that the executive branch is like second in control. The judicial, which is the Supreme Court, is the lowest, and the legislative branch is the highest. So if Joe Biden gets in, is our legislature going to rein him in when he wants to have mask mandates? Because if you want to wear a mask, that's fine. But I don't think the government should be making us wear mask mandates. And doesn't Kamala Harris not even qualify to be a vice president because she's not born in America? Isn't that a recommendation or importance?
I've heard that accusation, don't know whether it's true or not, and, you know, it doesn't matter at this point other than at some point we ought to get to that on the list. But my answer to your question, wouldn't the legislature just rein in Biden anyway? I'll answer that question on January 4th, because if on January 4th the Republicans lose and the Democrats take control of the Senate, there's nobody to hold Biden accountable. They're going to do everything he wants and probably more.
She was born in Oakland, California, by the way.
So she's eligible.
Yeah, she is.
The big question is what happens in Georgia? And we had a guest on yesterday, a fellow by the name of John Hinderacher, and he said, look, I think Biden won, and, you know, maybe he didn't, maybe he did. We're going to find out a year and a half, 2 years from now. But in the meantime, let's just do what they do. Let's just resist everything. Not a bad idea, but the problem is you can't do that if you don't have the Senate. So January 4th is going to be as important to the future of the Republic as is January 6th. Does that make sense, Bo?
Yeah, it does.
Did I answer your question?
Yeah, to a degree, and I didn't realize how close the Senate seats were.
Yeah, they are. It's just a game changer on what's going to happen. No. My first answer is let's just make sure Donald Trump actually gets what he deserves, and that's to be inaugurated on January 20th. I mean, that's what I really worry about more than anything, but we got to consider there is another way this could happen. Thanks, Bo. Call again.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, Main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it.
Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An unidentified Wisconsin hospital pharmacist was arrested on Thursday on suspicion of sabotaging more than 500 doses of coronavirus vaccine by deliberately removing them from refrigeration. Nearly 60 of the doses in question were administered before hospital officials determined the medication had been spoiled. Microsoft said the suspected Russian hackers behind the breach of numerous U.S. government agencies also accessed the company's internal source code. Microsoft said they detected unusual activity with a small number of internal accounts, and upon review, they discovered one account had been used to view source code repositories. Microsoft declined to say which source code the hackers viewed. Source code shows how computer programs work and is used to build software. Postseason matchups between number 2 Clemson and number 3 Ohio State are becoming a standard college football tradition. The Sugar Bowl will be the fifth time these two programs have met, 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Bumper request from your humble host. Can we do a little Auld Lang Syne?
Auld Lang Syne.
Yeah, it's spelled A-U-L-D, but it old, Auld Lang Syne. Everybody says old.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up with that one.
Well, yeah, okay, good. Because I still miss the Christmas music, to tell you the truth. But,
it's over.
I know.
Move on.
It actually isn't from a biblical perspective.
You're right.
But
it's true.
It is on the secular calendar, so I get it. But H.A. Thompson and Sons is a company that I admire more than I can say. I say if you put a list of every company in North Dakota, it would clearly be top 10. Top 50 would be like a slam dunk. I mean, really. 1908, family-owned and operated. Good people care about the things you and I care about. And they built Bismarck Mandan. They built it since 1908. And so over 100 years, now they're working on the next 100 years. If you own a building, if your job and sustenance is on the line as a manager of a building, head of a company, you owe it to yourself and to your stockholders and employees to plan a meeting with H.A. Thompson and Sons in 2021. And say, help me understand the link service contract and how you can take care of all of our maintenance needs. Mostly it's mechanical heating, cooling systems. Sometimes it's literally assembly lines and anything else mechanical. And it'll be better for my bottom line. And you get the call at 2 in the morning when something doesn't work. You owe it to yourself to do that. 701-234-9889. Find out more at hatandsons.com. Back to the 90-10. Kevin said I didn't exactly uphold the 90-10. He said it was 80-20. Was that your official math?
Not that I'm rolling a clock or anything on it.
So I'm going to try better, but I really should have under-promised and over-delivered, so I'm revising that to 80-20. 80% you, 20% me. Next is whom? Merle in the Badlands. Merle, go. 1 minute.
Yeah. Thank you, Scott. I've got a newsflash for Senator Cramer. His political capital will be exactly zero zip nada if the Democrats get control. They will laugh at him. You will not be making deals. The filibuster will be gone. The Supreme Court will be packed. And you will be totally helpless and useless. You might as well not even go to Washington every day. There's 133 million registered voters in this country, and there was 155 million votes in this last election. I can't call them votes, ballots. Where did those 22 million votes come from, Mr. Kramer? Are they legal votes? That's about all I'm going to say for right now, but it's a hill to die on.
You did it in 51 seconds, so you're a rock star, Merle. You're better than me by a long shot. You know, the number struck me that you said that that could be the evidence. You don't need any more evidence. 133 million registered voters. By the way, that would not include North Dakota because we don't have voter registration. But, you know, within spin distance is 133 million voters that are legal and known to the system. And you're telling me Joe Biden got 80 million of it? There's no way.
It's impossible.
There's no possible way. There's no possible way. In addition to the fact that more people voted than were registered and that whole deal. Now, again, just that one fact. Get me 10 secretaries of state. Give me 10 county auditors from the key states and have them explain that to senators and members of Congress on January 6th. There should be no doubt whether you object or not. No doubt whatsoever. Great point, Merle. Thank you. Who's next? Joe in Hazleton. Joe, you're next on What's on Your Mind. 1 minute.
Hey, hello,
go, Joe.
Scott.
Go, Joe.
Okay, hello, Scott.
Hello.
Hey, I've been laid up. Am I on, Scott?
You are. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I've been laid up for a while with a hip replacement, so I've had a lot of time to watch all these hearings in the swing states, and it's been very interesting. There have been a lot of good people that have been working this election and had a lot of testimony, but yesterday was the best one. They had the Georgia Senate hearing yesterday, and I caught it last night, and it went on for quite a while, but about an hour or two, they had a fellow come on, and he was an expert on paper, and he's, you know, he was very credible, and he said he can tell with paper ballots where the paper came from, whether it was printed or copied, and, you know, and can tell if it's a genuine ballot or not. And then they had a lot of other people, you know, that were very credible. In fact, later on in the hearing, they had an attorney that was on right after this paper expert, but later on he came on. This attorney was from an Atlanta law firm, and he said, we've got some breaking news for you because we have just been able to break into the computers in the one of the election centers that's going on right now. And they didn't say which one, but they said we managed to get into the computers. And I guess the other thing that was very interesting about this, there might be some traction on this. Excuse me, the bell of my wife just getting in the car. We're in Bismarck. But anyway, the Senate committee did vote to, and whether that's going to make it happen or whether it has to go to the full Senate, I don't know. But
you're talking about Georgia's committee voted to say there's something here, full Senate, you should take it.
Yeah, they voted to get all the paper ballots from Fulton County so this guy could check him out.
Oh, I got it. Specifically on his seat. And that's a huge point, Joe, because what you just said sounds very compelling. But you know what? I don't know if this guy's a crackpot and doesn't know his rear end from third base or whether he is 100% accurate. But the best way the Senate there in Georgia can do is they say, this guy said this. Let's take him at his word. Let's find out. Let's get the answer. That's what needs to happen. I've heard.
Yes.
Many things that I believe. I believe the guy. I believe this guy. Why else would he go there? He's going to get, you know, his house egged and, you know, names said about him and anything else. I believe the guy with just you telling me, not even having heard it. I believe him. But we can't use that until that's quote unquote proven, until it's actually withstood a rigorous evidentiary process. And that's what the courts have stopped. And as Kevin said, why should we disregard the founding fathers on where this battle should be fought? It's in the states. The only reason we're mad at Kevin Kramer is he's not cleaning up the mess for the states by saying today he'll object when he may object, and he may not object. He's just telling you his thought process to get there, and Joe, you've done a great job of explaining that hearing. I'm going to find that and get it on our website, the paper guy, second hour of the Georgia hearing yesterday, same with our social site so people can hear it for themselves. God bless you, Joe.
One more thing, Kevin. Which guy's got time?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, there were two other ladies on, very passionate. If you can get them on too, if you watch it, I don't know when they're going to get it. I got it off right side broadcasting, but the funny thing of it is, this morning it's all off. I think they use a Twitter feed, and most of these hearings, once they're on at that day, that's the only day you get them. But they had two ladies. They had two ladies that went to a place that was not an official voting place. It's just one that was used because of COVID. And this was one of the days after it, and they had a shredding machine out there. And this lady did get pictures of the stuff in that they were shredding. It just said ballots. I don't think she wanted to take the stuff out of the dumpsters, but she was there when it was happening. And they called 911, and the police refused to come down there because they said they weren't going to be involved with anything with the election. So that was it was the best one of all. I'll tell you that, Scott, if you can get it.
Yeah, we just found the testimony of the 8-minute guy. So we'll put it on the website and all of my social media and the station social media as well. So we'll get it up, K-Fire, WDY, all of them. So the flag. And by the way, to look for those things, sometimes they are archived always on the state Senate website or the Secretary of State website in Georgia. So that's where I usually look for them after the fact, because sadly only. I mean, Fox News should have covered that. CNN should have covered that. They can laugh at it. I don't care, but cover it. It could make a difference in whether or not this election is for Donald Trump or Joe Biden. That's where this battle should be fought. That's what the founding fathers wanted. So we should be mad at every one of these states that screwed this up. That's what we should be mad about. But guess what? With God, all things are possible. This should take 18 months. Can we do it in 18 days? Let's find out. Because if we can get enough of the evidence through a typical process that is irrefutable, we win. Trump wins. And the one way to do that is bulletproof is the states. Joe, you're a good man. Appreciate the call very much. Who is next for 1 minute and 1 minute only? Sylvester in South Dakota, go.
Yeah, Scott. We need to identify that hill that we're going to die on. And that hill is to restore the integrity of our elections. That is the hill to die on. And I don't have any confidence in our congressman to do that on January 6th. We need to do this rally. We need to unite. And we could unite with a bumper sticker and a man. We got to take over a radio station out there and do like a call-in thing like you do on What's on Your Mind. And with those two things, everybody's got a radio in their car, and we need to go to Washington, and we got to stop this, because I don't think our congressmen are going to do it.
You raise a good point that I've thought about, and by the way, you did that in 45 seconds, so again, a gentleman and a scholar and better than me, define the hill we're dying on. What are we dying for? What is it about? Is it Donald Trump? For me, it's not. It's the Republic that Donald Trump fights for better than anybody I've ever seen in my entire 56 years on this earth.
Can I have my 45, my 5 seconds?
You can have your 15. You got.
Of our
I'm
election.
Sorry.
If they can continue to steal our elections, we got nothing. We've got to, on the 6th, we've got to stand up, and we have to make it so that they cannot count the electoral votes of these states that cheat. You cheat, we don't count your vote. That's all. That's what we got to do. We got to go forward with that.
I think you and I are saying the same thing. I'm saying the Republic doesn't exist if you can cheat and you don't have the integrity of the vote. So we're saying the same thing. That, I believe, is the hill to die on. Absolutely. Thanks, Sylvester. Great advice on next week and whether folks should go. And we've made a decision here. I'm going. Kevin Flynn is going. Alex Taylor is going. We will be there. I'll be at the U.S. Capitol. Kevin and Alex will be out with the rallies and the people, and we will be there on your behalf. If you would like to go, here's what I'm going to promise you. If you text me at any point today at 701-367-2054, at a minimum, you will get back my top 10 suggestions on how to go, why to go, when to go. You know, be careful. You make your own decisions. If I really get lucky, I'm going to find Carol Juven or some other travel maestro to say, how do we get 1,000 people to Washington, D.C. from North Dakota, not break the bank doing it, and keep them safe? So text, and you'll get the answer to that question. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, home to great family fun and great wellness products. The Hot Spring Spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Olhausen Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Olhausen and Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Have you seen it? The world's largest Christmas stocking is at PetroServe USA. That's right. Come on in. Sign up to win it, too, at any PetroServe USA location. Drawings will be held the week of December 21st. Plus, all month long, great specials, 2 for 11, a pizza, quarter pizza, 2 for $3 liquid ice, Kellogg's, Cheez-Its, 79 cents for the 3-ounce bag, coffee and cappuccino drinks, 79 cents. Enjoy. And how about this stocking stuffer? Bluetooth earbuds, $39.99 at PetroServe USA. Moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC. Boy, I'm just looking at the website. New 2021 GMC Canyon, Acadia, Terrain, Sierra LD, and the HD. All on employee pricing. You pay what they pay, but it ends Monday. It ends on the 4th. So get in, take advantage right now. 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan, or call them 701-214-6372.
PetroServe USA is where you eat like a king every day. If I had my druthers, rather than going to Dr. Chad at the clinic for a little adjustment on the neck, which is driving me crazy after all the phone time I've had the last few days, my pillow fixes it at night and the phone screws it up during the day. It's unbelievable. I would go over to PetroServe USA, the furthest west location on Main Avenue, and I would have what? Kevin, what would I the special today, I think, is not the normal special because it's a holiday and it's kind of more, you know.
Yeah, just doing the chicken pizzas and burgers.
Are they
do good every day.
Oh, but their chicken's like unbelievable.
The roasted chicken.
The burgers are unbelievable.
Yeah, very good.
But normally they'd have like, you know,
French dips.
Right, and the meatloaf sandwich.
Oh,
and
so good.
I had a meatloaf sandwich at the 12th Avenue North I-29 location, and I damn near, sorry for my French, sorry, I didn't mean that. I darn near died and went to heaven. It's that good. PetroServe USA, trust us on this one thing. You won't leave hungry, okay? And you're going to get a great deal, okay? Now, we have 5 minutes of radio left in 2020 for What's on Your Mind. It's going to go to Fred Moorhead because he's waited the longest. If I have time, Ryan and why not? Then we're going to talk to Dr. Paul Carson about two serious concerns over the coronavirus out of 12,000, the vaccine, not the virus. And then Jim the Flagpole Guy. So keep me on task here. Fred in Moorhead, you got your minute. Go.
Good morning, Scott. Say that we're talking about the problems here with the integrity of the election. This is nothing new. This continuum has been going on since 2016. I was asked at that time, I'm the chair over in Becker County for the Republicans. And I was asked, how do we think that Trump was going to do? And I said, well, it depends on how much of a hidden Trump vote is out there versus how much Hillary can cheat. And I was proven correct on both times. This time around, the same question was asked. I said, well, how much more of a hidden Trump vote is out there versus how much can the Democrats cheat on the mail-in balloting? And look what's happened. They filed hundreds of lawsuits, spent hundreds of millions of dollars. This is the hill to die on. And I tell you, it isn't just Kramer. It's got to be every Republican and every delegation, Senate, and House that's got to object to this, because otherwise nobody's ever going to have confidence in an election going forward.
You did it in 52 seconds. See, our listeners are just amazing. They're wordsmiths, and that was very, very good, Fred, and a very good point. And you know what I'd say to it? You're right. Voter fraud is not new. Guess what? We've not fixed it. Who owns that problem? It's not Congress. The Founding Fathers wanted it to be the states. You know, so the states have, and again, people have elected crooked secretaries of state in some of these places and crooked governors, but fix the problem. And it is a problem.
One thing I've got to say, I've got to correct myself. I think I said I was chair of Becker County. I'm chair of Clay County.
Got it. All right. Well, you did that in 3 seconds, so you still have time left. And I stole a little of yours. Thank you, Fred. Appreciate it. Dr. Paul Carson is advising Governor Burgum and the state of North Dakota on the COVID pandemic. He's here today in a role to tell us about a concern related to two individuals that had a reaction to the COVID vaccination. Dr. Carson, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Scott. Good morning.
How serious was this situation?
So this is a couple of people in North Dakota. We weren't released details of, you know, what locations or cities this was in. Developed serious allergic reactions pretty much immediately after vaccination. And this is a known potential complication of any vaccine. It's a little unusual to have, you know, two of them land in North Dakota, you know, around the same time. But I think the important thing to there's several important points to make of this, but these happen in about 1 out of 1 million vaccinations in general. It's looking like it might be a bit more common with the COVID vaccine. We've got reports now, it looks like 8 serious allergic reactions in the United States and a couple that were reported from the UK. When you take those 10 that have been reported so far, that's out of about 3.5 million administered doses of vaccine.
So just for the sake of time, it's more than we like, but manageable. We're looking for it. We're ready for it. These two didn't go anywhere until they passed that window of being safe. And when they reacted, we were ready for it, and they were taken care of, correct?
Exactly right.
All right. So let me ask this last question, sorry, because I'm out of time. Should this in any way dissuade anybody from getting the vaccination?
Absolutely not. The chances and the problems with the virus are far outweigh the issues with this vaccine, and these are very manageable problems.
We'll continue to follow this very closely. Thanks for your service, Dr. Paul Carson.
You're welcome. Happy New Year.
Same to you. Jim the Flagpole Guy, 1 minute, go.
This is General George Patton to all of you patriots out there. Urge all your men to pray, not alone in church, but everywhere. Pray when driving, pray when fighting, pray alone, pray with others, pray by night and pray by day. Pray for the cessation of immoderate rains, for good weather for battle. Pray for the defeat of our wicked enemy, whose banner is injustice and whose good is oppression. Pray for victory, pray for our army, and pray for peace. We must march together, all out for God. That was the greatest general in the world.
Are you kidding me? I had no idea. I didn't know those words existed. And ladies and gentlemen, the person that educated on this is the best flagpole man on the planet. If you don't buy a flagpole from ndflagpoleguy.com or call him at 571-FLAG, get your head examined.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.